Yo, it's like when niggas make subliminal records. If it ain't directed directly at me, I don't respect it. Turn my music. Hey, yo.
Turn that shit up. This shit gonna make all us go deaf.
Sure I do. Hit it. I'm from the streets with a hood to swallow on me. Bullets to follow on me. There's so much coke.
Yo, what's good? I want to say this episode 70. They say that we are prone to violence, but it's home sweet home. Cut it. Yo, what up, Pi World? Your Pi Father here. Welcome to episode 78, I want to say, of the TMI podcast. Toxic masculinity issues. You know us. We bring that toxic shit to the forefront. I'm that boy. I'm him. Hollywood Nikki.
Human crack in the flesh. I'm the last of the best. One word to describe me. Spectacular. Yes.
God mode.
G-O-D. I believe there's a God above me. I'm just the God of everything.
Tap the rolling. Tap the rolling, dog.
That God mode, Mike Fresh. I got Fat Man in the back. Hit it. And yo, we got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
My brother, Warren Daniels, also known as Woe.
Showtime.
Showtime Woe.
Showtime.
Yeah, man, my first appearance, you're dead.
Oh, man, now you trying to sound cool. I hate when niggas try to sound cool.
My first appearance, you dig.
No, that. I don't dig. I don't dig at all. I'm not digging. Yo, what's good, man? Mental health check. Say, bro, how your week was?
Man, it was good, man. The work week, inventory week, but got through it. It was great, dog.
I'm going to tell you one time only. See how I'm talking? You better talk directly in this fucking mic.
I got you, dog. A little bit closer.
That's perfect. Perfect, nigga. You say inventory. Hate that shit.
The worst.
Say Fresh, what you did?
I ain't do shit this week. Did I do something this week? No. Start like muting niggas and unfriending niggas on Facebook that be posting toxic shit that I don't be wanting to go back and forth with. Like that shit. Like I don't like bad vibes no more, dog.
I like that.
Like that shit. If it instant pissed me off, like I just, if it ain't somebody I really fuck with hard, I just block them.
See, I feel the same way. On my timeline, I'm God. I will Thanos your ass in a heartbeat. Just
right.
He's gone. Let me see. I ain't do nothing this week. Robin hit me up. Went and had lunch with her. I should have did my movie review last week, but I didn't. So now, let's get at this week in Hollywood.
Oh, man.
Yesterday's.
No.
And I hate you.
Up. If you know. Up here, nigga.
This week in Hollywood.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, man.
You got to throw it, nigga.
What up, my black people?
Yeah. Go ahead and put your disclaimer out that he shouldn't have a voice.
I'm going to just say it now. It's about to be trash.
Oh, man. So Black Panther came out, right?
Hey, before we start, we are the nation of domination.
So we know the biggest movie in the world is that Wakanda Forever.
Right.
And last week I told y'all that wasn't it.
So, it was all right.
Yo, this nigga got dressed into this movie.
Yo, I'm gonna keep it a buck, though. Like, they want to tug at your heart from the get go.
Right.
Man, they got this nigga dying. They don't know what caused. Unknown illness here on the table dying, and the chick trying to make some kind of Black Panther remedy to make the flowers have to get. Hold up. She had all this time to make the remedy, but she didn't do it. Now he on his last dying day. Now she trying to make the remedy and she failed. Stupid ass. Couldn't even do that. Yo, the first Black Panther made you proud to be black. Like, they had all the tribes and shit.
Yeah.
Like, we stood up. We came through. Man, this one. Man, they supporting these fucking, this Latin nigga, man. This old Eddie Guerrero looking ass nigga, man.
Yeah, he's dissing Eddie Guerrero.
Fucking underwater serpent ass nigga, man. Just got fucking wings on his feet, man. Stupid ass nigga. He the worst villain ever.
He's an anti-hero. He not technically a villain.
Man, that nigga trash. Hold up. Yo, this nigga goes to Wakanda. destroys the whole nation, and then gonna say, I'll be back in a week. What kind of war nigga do that? Hold up. When you war with somebody, you at war with him, you try to finish him off, right? He got him on the ropes and be like, I'll be back in a week.
I might have sympathy for him, man.
No, he told him what he was going to do. He said, I'm going to there, and I'm going to kill her, AK, and I'm out.
I'm talking. No nigga is going to invade a country. What's that nigga name? Vladimir Putin did not go to Ukraine, drop bombs, and be, I'll be back in a week. This nigga killed the queen. He killed Stella. She didn't get a groove back this time.
He did Stella.
He killed the enemy. In front of our daughter.
And people was upset that she let him slide, huh?
That's exactly. Man, you killed my mama. You think I'm going to sit right there and be like, a truce. We're together. No, bitch, your head on the platter. Your head. Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Am I tripping? That's why she should have been Black Panther. They should have bought Killmonger back. They should have invented a time machine, bought Killmonger back. He should have been a Panther. Yeah. And Mako should have been a Panther. You should have been the Black Panther. Millie could have been the Black Panther. They could have had any fucking body be the Panther except for her. Stupid ass.
And Baco ain't want to do that shit either, nigga.
Man, they could have... Nigga. Man, they could have called my mama. Missy Lane, you want to be Black Panther? They could have anybody.
What you want to do? Swim behind a nigga?
On the Marvel cast, they got the top half and the bottom half. That's definitely the bottom half of the Marvel movies. It is. I'm sorry.
It's right in the middle. It's right in the middle.
No, the only thing that shit better than is Thor. And it might be better than the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hold on. Don't be dissing Peter Quill, though. I like that shit. That shit funny.
Okay, well, Black that Panther, shit. In the toilet. Let me take this fucking shit off. Man, embarrass me with that fucking Black Panther. Fucking Viva La Raza shit ass nigga, man.
Really upset.
Shit trash, man. Take my fucking
I disagree.
Shit.
He's visibly upset.
Fuck out of here, man.
If only y'all can see my face.
Stupid ass movie, bro. Hold up. And you know, at the end of every Marvel movie, at the end, they got like a big ass, something fly happened, something fire.
Yeah.
He got some old big teeth ass son. Like a fucking piranha, man. Ugly ass little kid.
That's good.
How you Prince T'Challa? No, you're not. You little big tooth bastard. Fucking beaver face ass, ugly ass kid. Nigga ugly, man. Hold up. Chadwick, a handsome nigga. The mama look good. How's ugly ass kid come on?
Who his mama is?
The fucking, nigga.
The spy chick, the, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like. Oh, ugly ass fucking big tooth kid. Why nigga teeth so big?
They ain't look like either one of them motherfuckers.
Nigga look
like Nemo.
He was light skinned?
No.
Nah, he wasn't that light, but he didn't look like T'Challa.
It's an ugly.
Beaver teeth.
Man, I know Chadwick died, so they had to rewrite the movie last minute. But what they should have done was whatever they filmed with Chadwick, just put that shit out and say, here you go. It is what it is. I'm sorry. Because Ryan Coogler, you dropped the ball on that one, nigga. We're not going to direct the movie ever again because of you.
Lord.
They will.
Up there. At poor ass funeral they had for Chadwick. Funeral was trash, nigga. Nobody spoke or nothing.
They probably don't speak at funerals.
They had a fly ass casket and it flew to outer space. That's it. Even the mom had a fly ass casket. Nobody talking at the eulogy or nothing, man. They just sitting there.
That bit was quiet.
Funeral trash, man. Fuck out of here. Black Panther, it wasn't it. I'm sorry, black people. It is what it is. And that was
This Week in Hollywood.
Dun, 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 dun. All right. Man, let's talk about some sad shit, bro. UVA. Shooting. I don't know the parameters of it. I guess dude was on the football team.
Former football player.
Like some targeted shit. He came in there and started killing niggas. Let's start off with a moment of silence for the three people that lost their lives. I definitely want to say their names. Devin Chandler, Deshaun Perry, and Lavelle Davis Jr. Moment of silence for them. Your prayers and condolences for the friends and family and loved ones. Like, imagine what your mama going through. She sent you to college.
Right.
Like, my baby trying to make something of itself and this bullshit happened. Like, oh, I... Dog, imagine. That's why I hate podding. Like, I love doing this shit. I love kicking it with you.
Right.
Millie, I love this shit, but I hate addressing news and shit like this.
Right.
Like, this shit is fucking heartbreaking, and we do it so much. I'm kind of sick of this, and I'm being desensitized to fucking mass shootings, school shootings, right. Shit like that. Dog, it's fucking crazy, man.
Right.
What's y'all thoughts?
I just want to know what the full story is, because I got a feeling it's got some bullying involved in the shit. At some point, they probably, you know how niggas on a football team is. They probably was hazing him because he was different, or he wasn't that good, or whatever it was. He ended up quitting the football team and coming back with a gun or some lame shit like that. He should have just transferred to another school, though.
I don't know. Well, now you open my eyes. Because I don't like bullies. And some niggas take shit too far.
Right.
I'm speculating. I'm picking hypothetical. We just talking.
Hey, man, I'm just going about my gut feeling. This ain't got, I ain't read it nowhere or nothing like that. I'm just.
Because when you got like three niggas bullying one dude, I really ain't got no sympathy when dude come back ready to solve things.
Right.
Like, if one-on-one, if I'm bullying you, that's different. But if I'm bullying you along with Woe and Millie and we together combining on you every day, like, you reach a breaking point. I'm not saying this happened. We all speculating, like I said, but after a while, you get tired of being somebody punching back at doormat, so you got to start swinging back, and you swing back with bullets. What you say, Wolf?
I don't know much about it, but like, for what I read, he had a bad background anyway, he did. He had two gun charges. He already had fucking reckless driving charge already.
That's more than we read.
Yeah.
I ain't read nothing.
So yeah, I really don't know what's going on. I
heard
about
more
it.
About the victims than I did the shooter. I mean, they one of the dudes was like he made raps and shit for the team, and another dude was part of some like pro black or pro life the student group. Like, it would, I mean,
they
from
got,
what they said,
they
it was like
the
solid
BSU,
dudes,
black student unions or something.
Yeah,
but,
they were solid dudes. So, I mean, but. We play football. You know how I get in the locker room. If you really not that good, like, niggas be on your ass about it a lot.
Nah, but it's different. Like, I saw niggas bully niggas. Like, nigga ain't trying to bully me. And if I see bullying, I put an end to it.
Right.
Like, some shit I just don't. I always hated bullies. I always hated that shit. That shit whack.
But it might not have been a bully. Like, some people just can't take no jokes, too.
That could be the case, because nigga do be ribbing.
Yeah.
I rib a lot.
Yeah. Like, the locker room ain't for a certain kinds of people, dog.
But, like, you kind of an adult right there, so a nigga be like, yo, chill out, dog, I ain't with it. Sometimes you got to show tact and chill out, because...
I mean, 18, how much tact you had at 18, dog?
I know, if I told a nigga chill out there, we're going to chill out.
I mean, but you willing to throw hands behind the shit, too. Like, we don't know if the dude was really... Some niggas, like, they pull guns first and they'll fight. They not even trying to fight at all. Like, they don't want no smoke at all.
Man, three niggas, I'm pulling guns. If it's 3-on-1, I'm not even worried about fighting. If niggas 2-on-1, I can handle two niggas. But if you got the audacity to try to jump me, you're getting these bullets.
That's the thing. I don't ever think we ever going to hear, like, the whole story, to be real with you. Because everybody, you know how it go. It was great kids, and everybody got positive things to say about them.
Which they should. You're not going to talk ill of the dead.
So we really don't know what happened. He could have just been... a fucked up nigga. I mean, it's possible, but we don't know. And that's the worst part about it. When niggas don't let it tell the story, it's only one side that's gonna come out.
Oh, you good point, nigga. Good point. Shit, I ain't trying to sadden the mood up, man. Let's get into some funny shit.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Big T. In 2024.
Round two.
Big T coming from round two.
He going to win. And the reason why I'm saying he going to win is because white people don't feel like Joe Biden doing enough. Black people don't feel like Joe Biden doing enough. Big T going to come back saying, see, I told y'all. Put me back in here.
I mean, you know, technically he lost both times.
He definitely did. And he going to lose again and somehow win.
He going to win.
It's going to slide the same way.
I mean, he got outvoted by like 2 million to Hillary.
Yeah, it's going to happen again.
And Biden got that boy by like 8 million and he was, it didn't happen. Like,
see, the thing is, Trump didn't give a fuck how you felt. That was the thing. He was going to do what the fuck he wanted to do, regardless. Like, if y'all don't pass this, I'm going to find a way to get this bitch through. Or I'm going to get all my people on, is one or the other. And, like, that first round, I think that's what the goal was. Everybody who got me up here, I'm getting all y'all on. That way, shit hit the fan. I'm out. Y'all still here.
This nigga.
He had a problem with the people he put in the cabinet because that's the same people that left. That's the same people that tried to that got him arrested.
Yeah, like, they straight turned on that boy. Yeah. What?
Like, we never gonna be a political pod. But Trump got to go against I think the nigga named DeSantis. Like, they trying to groom him to be the next Republican guy. Like it ain't gonna be no cakewalk. Cause last time. When he had to go against like niggas like Ben Carson, you gonna beat him,
right?
Like now he got real competition. Like you got to beat this nigga out. Like he got a following. Like this DeSantis nigga, whatever his name is, he
trash. He mega trash. But big Donald Trump was so bad. I think I felt bad for John McCain though when he started making fun of him for being a POW.
Yeah,
like I felt bad for this man though.
but John McCain, like he never was no fluke, no snaky nigga. Like, when he ran, he wasn't on no bullshit. He wasn't on Republicans that wasn't on a bullshit like, when he ran. He was just his vice president was trash. Yeah. Sarah Palin was trash. But he was on some regular shit.
I mean, he picked her because she was a woman. So, that was trying to get the female vote. And that shit came back to bite him in the ass.
I got a question. You know where I'm going? Would you fuck Sarah Palin?
I fuck Lisa Ann dressed as Sarah Palin and Nellie Palin, which I've seen multiple times. I don't want to fuck the real Sarah Palin.
Yeah. I said, Warren, would you fuck Sarah Palin? I'm speaking hypothetical. When you're single, Warren.
If I was single, fucking right.
Why ain't ask me, nigga? Yes. Me and my wife would do it for that money, nigga. Yes. We would do it together.
Oh man, y'all bought a fool, dog.
Man, well, Big T, I ain't gonna hold you. I don't like you. I can't stand your bitch ass. Oh, but who I hate more than you is your son, Donald Trump Jr. is a piece of shit.
You still wanna fight that nigga?
Do I? I don't like him. I don't like his children. Little ugly ass nigga, Barron.
The wife, I fuck with her because she don't like that nigga at all, though. She hate this man.
I fuck with the daughter.
She had to get that green card, though. She like, I hate this motherfucker, but I had to marry him.
I fuck with Ivanka. I ain't lying. I fuck with Ivanka, boy. I don't put the splock on Ivanka. let's talk about entertainment-wise. I don't know how I saw this, but that boy, did he play? He paid $1,000 for a haircut. You saw that shit?
Yeah, that bit was cool, dog. Yeah. Dog, that bit was
cool. Yeah. That bit was regular. Like, that shit wasn't. I seen fly haircut. That wasn't no $1,000 haircut.
That boy Lonnie had like no shape up. That bitch was there.
Like me, if I was a millionaire, I'm not gonna pay that much for a haircut because I don't like my hair doesn't grow properly anymore. Like my line of pushback, I got old man hair. That's why I wear a hat.
I mean, but if you get the right barber. Them niggas be working magic sometimes, right. Dog.
I was saying, they say, nigga, I need Harry Potter.
I need a wizard, man. I need Harry Potter out, yeah. I ain't got it, son. It's Spelionis.
First thing I'm doing, Jalen Rose, who the fuck your Bob is? I want that nigga ASAP. Give me his number right now.
That nigga, I don't know what the fuck happened with him. Hey, whoever that nigga Bob is, this is a secret. He don't tell nobody.
That nigga went to Turkey and got head transplants.
He's lying to be Christmas, dog, that boy motherfucker, nice, dog. Like, he get lying with a fucking, like, with a Crocodile Dundee knife or some shit. Like, that bitch be sharp.
Hey, was Stephen Harvey had hair? That was a wig or that was his hair?
That was his hair.
Because that nigga lining was the best I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was his hair.
The Bush?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The
crisp like, liner.
Steve Harvey line. Everybody wanted that growing up.
Yeah.
And they got lined like every, had to be every 6 hours. Then we all multimillionaires. Y'all paying $1,000 for a cut?
$1,000 for a
cut. Not his shit.
Depend who the barber is, dog.
Yeah, if a nigga get, I'm willing to pay top dollar for good service, dog.
I'm not paying more than $100 for a haircut ever.
I'm saying
they got barbers in the hood. That's nice.
If I paid $1,000, he flew himself across the country on his own dime. He fed himself. He put himself in a hotel room. He got his own rental.
I mean,
and I just reimbursed him.
He got like $800 million or some shit like that. I don't think he's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
Yeah. He's a fucking billionaire, though. You can pay $1,000. That's like $100 to us.
I'm not doing that, though. You're not taking advantage because I have money.
Shit, that ain't taking advantage. That's the price,
you nigga. You think Jeff Bezos paying a big...
No, he got a ball head.
Hold up. I'm glad you said that. Mayweather pays $5,000 a week for haircuts. He has a ball head. When he had a ball head.
But he's stupid. He got a ball. What is he paying $5,000 for? Is his face up?
No, he got lying out.
I'm talking about when he was bald. He was paying $5,000 a week.
I mean, that was probably the dude's salary. He was just keeping him on retainer. Like Mayweather got niggas with him, so he probably was cutting everybody up.
Man, I'm not paying to cut my hair bald. My barber don't cut my hair bald. I say this shit myself.
If he cutting everybody hair that's with you, that's different.
Yeah,
that's different.
He got a team barber, nigga.
No, Mayweather's. You know how Florida is. He's not sharing barbers. He's not sharing barbers. You know that, nigga. You know that, nigga, son.
If I'm a billionaire, $1,000 ain't nothing. I'm paying it.
I am.
I care about my health, so.
I'm not doing it.
But they the barber trash.
I'm filming, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is this shit? No, he got to get. I get like a 50 then. That's a $50 haircut he had.
I thought it'd be something spectacular. That shit was gone.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a 20, nigga. You can find an old man in the hood that could do some shit better than that.
This shit, like, I cut it.
Right. If he would have been doing that shit himself, I'd be like, nah. I mean, I ain't bad for a nigga who just doing it himself. But, like, you got the nerve to be bragging about that. I'm fresh.
That's it, bro. You know what's fucked up? A nigga added me on Facebook. He a barber. They posted his work on Facebook. That nigga shit trash. I'm like, damn. Why you posting this, nigga? This shit bad. Like, I see not one good haircut on there.
Not one, dog.
Not one.
Fuck.
I'm like, nigga, you got a barber license? Like, why you was cutting Angola? Like, this shit trash. Nigga, they all bad.
You probably be liking that shit, too, huh?
No, I don't. Oh. I throw my light because I throw corny shit light, yeah. But I couldn't do it.
I know it's bad. You should air everybody the shit. That right. Bullshit must be terrible, dog.
Hell, I ain't about to share that. Just don't think it, no. Like, my mom might hit me up. Like, dog, why you doing this? It's a disgrace to the craft.
That's bad, dog.
It's bad.
Oh, shit.
Like, he must have woke up one day and said, I can cut hair. If I some suckers to demonstrate all. That shit wild.
That's fucked up, dog.
How can I word this? What's a no-no when dating a girl? You date a chick that don't shower?
Hell no.
Boy, I had one.
I ain't dating no dirty ass bitch.
I couldn't do fuck it, that. Dog. I can't. I like order.
Say, baby.
Son, everything was going fine. We went out to eat. Adams went shot pool. That motherfucker bent over that pool table. Oh, I don't know what the fuck that was. That shit caught my nose. Hey, I gotta go, man. I'm tripping.
Yeah,
I gotta go.
Pick, dog. Look. I ain't never been fishy in a situation or shitty? Like that.
Cause she might.
It was like an ass mixed with like just nasty. Like I don't know. Like,
cause she might not wipe good.
That could have been what it was. I didn't ask.
Weird, cause women not a wipe. Women wipe really well.
All right. She was a thicker girl. She had a fat ass. So it's quite possible she missed the spot.
She probably had a fat body too.
She was not. Her body wasn't really that big. She had she was one of them with the big old. She had hips and ass. And she had like a very little stomach, but she had a stomach.
I got a picture of it.
She might have missed the spot, but I ain't never see it again after that.
I brought this up because I'm be some moments on some kind of podcast.
But what's his face? I forgot his name.
Should I know?
What's this nigga name? I forgot this nigga name, dog.
But
it's gonna come to me. Go ahead.
She just said I don't take showers. And that was.
She said she always takes showers every day.
Yeah, I mean no. Yeah, I mean
she
yeah.
Said, like if she take one on Monday, she ain't gonna take it next until Wednesday or Thursday.
No. She said Thursday. Thursday? Nigga missed the day. Okay, nigga missed. I ain't gonna know why I missed the day.
No, I'm not missing no day at all.
Nigga, she was inside like, Monday. No. Monday. All right, let's see. Monday, nigga. I got home, took a shower. I ain't gonna know what Tuesday.
Nigga, remember
I didn't go know what Wednesday.
My birthday when I got blacked out drunk, I still took a shower, and I don't even remember how I got home. I woke up with a fucking do-rag on those. That means I took a shower. I don't know how the fuck y'all niggas got me up these stairs, but I took a shower that night.
Yeah, because You forgot your phone in the car.
Yeah. And Harold had
we came in here. You was in your drawers. like you. You was. Yeah.
I took a shower.
I'm glad you wasn't. I'm glad you wasn't naked, son. Hold on. They're a hurricane nine. I can't check on you.
I was thinking that day. This nigga just came. I heard somebody knocking on the fucking door. I'm like, what the fuck? So before I could get to the door, this nigga already opened the motherfucker. Like, nigga, I'm naked. He's like, I'm just checking on you, dog. I ain't hear from you. I was worried.
I mean, shit, like 5 days. I ain't talking to niggas. The only nigga phone wasn't working. Oh, but back to me some old. Like, she could have kept that to herself.
Fuck, I took a shower that day. Fuck.
Yeah, I think you were taking a shower.
Yeah.
I hope you was. You walking around naked.
A man in the crib by himself.
Right, fuck.
Nigga, it's a hurricane, nigga, damn.
Then it was hot. Nigga, I had a right to be fucking naked. The fucking L wasn't working.
Oh, it was hot as a motherfucker, son.
Shit.
See, I was straight because I had a generator power.
Yeah, popping. I had that. Nigga, I was hot as a motherfucker in this bitch, dog.
You had to have the window cracked or something.
This nigga, too dirty, dog. All
right. What else would you wouldn't accept from a woman?
Hygiene-wise? Oh,
no, I'm talking about in general. All right. If she got too many bodies, you gonna fuck with her?
The number don't matter. It's the person. Like, I can't fuck behind certain niggas.
So, hold up. You wouldn't fuck a chick that I fucked, even though she fucked four dudes, but you will fuck a chick that fucked 400 niggas.
If none of y'all niggas ain't none of the 400, and if she bad enough, hell straight yeah, up. I'm a fucker.
I don't even ask. Be real with you.
No, ask either. I don't even know who you know. Like, if I introduce chick and she is y'all like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, I'm. Like when you first introduced me to Dijon, but I already knew who the fuck she was. You kind of look. I saw that look in your face. Like, yeah, how the fuck y'all know each other?
You look at the meat beaters.
Yeah, these niggas trying to beat me up. You gonna beat me up, dog?
I had to.
nigga,
I mean, nigga to all be like, how many niggas you fucked? I haven't asked that question. Since I was like in college, but the streets are small. Streets talk.
Right.
Nigga be like, oh yeah, nigga, such and such fucked up. Nothing. Like,
it's around.
And
who it is matters more than what the actual number is.
Because when I was at ULM, I started talking to her. Then my nigga, I think his name was BG, I forgot. He was like, oh, nah, you can't fuck with her. Oh, but she wild out here.
Double standard, dog. We can fuck anybody we want to as a man.
No,
you can't, nigga. Yeah, shit. When the last time any of y'all niggas was real single? Because I get penalized all the time, nigga. For perception, I don't even be fucking with them. They see me in another chick comments.
Well, we get with her.
I see you talking to her. Such but and see, such.
I was single.
You look thirsty.
I was single in the right time period.
Before, no, I'm a shooter, nigga. I shoot a shit.
Before shit got too popping on social media, I was single in that time period where all I dating was still new, so bitches was falling for stupid shit.
Damn, so, the MySpace days.
Yeah, nigga. Not that old. No.
Nigga, I miss MySpace. Them bitches be friendly old on that motherfucker.
I was Casanova on MySpace. Me too. Like, damn.
What my girlfriend at number one on my page? They ain't give a fuck. That was my number one friend. Jasmine was number one. Still doing dirt in the fucking messages. I'm a ain't shit ass nigga, dog.
I had the right single days, nigga. Nowadays, that shit tough.
Nah. Like you say, I don't think men have it easy because, yo, I ain't lying. I talk buku shit on this podcast. I used to do shit back in my day. But a nigga grew up and nigga started getting standards.
Right.
Like, I always had the ability to fuck whoever I wanted. But after a while, you know, certain days, like, nah, this shit, We need something more. Like, we need something concrete.
You'll be surprised by the kind of shit that turn you off, though. You be talking to a chick and she kind of mispronounce like easy shit, or she'll use the wrong word, like, kind of stupid. Huh? Like, what you said?
But like, is she stupid with nipple rings? Because nipple rings kind of make,
I mean, you can
kind of ease your back.
Bro, you're trying to tolerate this shit, but it start getting to the point where it's like, oh, she start begging too fast. Like, oh. Damn, I got this light bill coming up. Oh, Lord, I got one of these.
Oh, man, you tripping, but man, I'm knocking a bill out. The old me knocking a bill out, man. I'm like, man,
you that's the old you. You talk with the new standard, Nick.
Yeah,
bro, if every chick you run across was begging for something, that should get old real fast, dog. You'd be like another one, dog. This motherfucker begging already, damn.
You better suck the rent out this dick.
And then they got the nerve. Like I said, they'll be, what you mean? Yeah. You can have this one. Go ahead. You ain't even got to ask. You can have this one. You can have this. This is the kind of shit I run into, dog. This is what I run into.
So you telling me that a chick that you're not close with is asking you to knock like big bills out?
They do that now.
And they're not getting anything. They're not giving them anything in return. You just doing it because you're nice?
That's what they want.
That's what niggas are doing. That's the problem.
That's what other niggas doing.
Niggas is
so
doing
when I be like, I'm not that kind of nigga, they be like, well, why you got to be like that?
Say, well, you ever done that? Just knocking bills on like that?
No, sir.
But we've never done it. But niggas is doing it, dog. Like, what the nigga named Sherm? I don't know. I bet he did it. I bet he did it at least once.
I'm not going to bash you on this one. Right. That's because I don't think niggas as bold as me. Like, if my dick get hard, I'm willing to put it out. If I'm excited, like, that bitch coming out. So, you going to pay this bill?
That's where you cross the line, when the dick lays out.
Dick coming out, so... How bad do you want this bill paid? You gonna jerk my shit? You gonna suck my shit? You gonna high on it? Like, how bad you want it? This is me talking at 23 years old. Like, you know, I'm 36, that's all way different. But 23, that dick coming out.
On what he was talking about with a chick said a certain thing. I did that one time. A chick, I don't know, it fucked my head up. I don't know why. We was about to go, and next thing you know, she was like, pull out your thingy. I don't know what it was about that word. When she said thingy, phew. Bitch, we're straight down, nigga. I don't know what it was. That word fucked me up. I couldn't do it after that.
Take a hand, put that bitch on there.
I couldn't do it.
He gonna wake up. Easy, big fella.
That bitch went extra soft. I couldn't do it, son.
Thank you.
I had never heard nobody say that word before.
That's
it was
childish,
though. Something about that fucking
hella
word.
Childish.
She was white?
No, she was black.
I'm cool with it. As long as you don't call my shit cock. I hate the word cock.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. I guess that's my cock. That's a, wait, no.
But
and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
All right, we kind of veered off subject on entertainment. While y'all heard about Blueface?
Yeah, getting arrested. Yeah, I think he out already.
Yeah, I heard he was getting teased for hiding that chicks that was in like a busted down car. So he started shooting at the nigga in the truck. I mean, I don't like TMZ, and I had it planned, but I wasn't paying it no mind.
Right, they got a video.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I ain't know. I heard about a story, but I ain't know they had a video to it.
Clearly see that nigga shooting that fucking truck. Clear fucking day.
Yo, how bad you gotta be to shoot that nigga for teasing you? And how trash? How you holler at a chick? I mean, how's it wrong to holler at a girl with a busted down car? How's that wrong?
Like, because niggas make fun of niggas for anything, though.
But he ain't got no friends. He ain't got no friends. So let me tell you something. If any of y'all niggas are a millionaire, y'all the breadwinner, y'all the one out there getting it, y'all niggas won't touch a gun. Niggas ain't going to fuck with you. Ain't going to be no argument. Niggas, shut up. What you say? It's my turn. I'm in there. Ain't no fucking way, because you can bond me out, nigga. I can't bond you out.
Right.
Ain't no fucking way the breadwinner going to take the charge ever. That's just stupid.
But that nigga always been a weirdo.
I mean,
him and his weird ass lady.
He's slow,
his
so
old lady. His old lady weird.
He's slow.
She throws me all, dog.
But she loyal, boy. I ain't lying. I want a loyal bitch like that. That bitch is loyal. Like, man.
Man, what do you do, though? She coming back every time.
She a sucker, dog. Like, every time. I'm done. Two hours later. Oh, I miss you.
Bitch, his face is on your neck.
And
your
fucking
fake
teeth.
And your fake tooth.
I mean, there are cover-ups and you can get another fake tooth.
It don't matter what that nigga do, she ride for him, son. Like, I ain't never seen no shit like that in the world, bro. That nigga cheat on her, beat her. They beat each other. Like, that motherfucker, she aggressive as fuck. She be hitting that nigga. But it don't matter what happened.
It was funny when he thought she was cheating. He was mad, too. That nigga was upset.
That boy wanted to cry, though, on that fucking live.
Yeah.
Shut up. I don't look at stuff he do. I just know he got one song I like.
That bust down bullshit?
Yeah, like Cardi verse.
That blue face, bite.
Just Cardi be talking nasty. I love hearing Cardi talk. Come on, something. I don't swallow plan. Be out to swallow the nut. Like, what you said, Cardi? Say that shit slower. Bust it down, Cardi. Shit. Fucking video got my dick hard. Love you, Cardi B. You welcome on the podcast whenever you want. Leave that nigga Offset. Oh. All right. Another big thing in the world, Twitter, man. Elon Musk going crazy.
Yeah, he running that bitch like Death Row Records, huh?
Like a state property movie. Get out of there now.
Everybody thought that bitch was about to get shut down the other day. Everybody just started confessing all kinds of shit. Putting titty pics up and all kinds of shit was going on, dog.
He bitch was no going fuck, crazy.
Like 80% of the staff is gone. Like 80%.
How the fuck is that bitch still running?
One of the staffers, they was talking about it on Twitter. They was like, I see about a week or 2 weeks left before it start like shutting down.
Damn.
I ain't popping on Twitter anyway, so.
All that money spent to get shut down?
I think it's part of a plan. I mean, they was talking about that shit earlier.
Yeah, that's a lot of money spent to get it shut down,
though. Something going on.
No plan costs you $44 billion.
Right.
If it's going to make it back twice some kind of way, like if he come out with it, like he changed the whole Twitter or
say
something.
Say my nigga.
Bruh. That nigga, he too rich hard, to just...
You know how hard it is to get $44 billion and he can come back twice. You
but
know how that is?
He's too rich to, like, just fuck up like that.
Ain't nobody paying to stay on that, dog.
Too rich to fuck up
they're
that bag.
They're paying for the badge right now. They're $3 for that badge. They're a check mark.
Oh, them dumbass niggas who pay for that shit?
How much it cost?
It's like $8.
$8.
$8 for a blue check, man?
Yeah.
That's
it? A month.
Man, I'll get one right now.
Man, look at the blue check. Man, look at the blue check, please. Let me give me a blue check, please.
Everybody got that bitch right now.
I'll have it tonight. Yeah. Some of the shit we was talking about was he making people work like extra hours
and shit. Yeah.
He said if you ain't down with it, you're fired, and they go 3 months severance package.
Yeah.
Think about this. The niggas who are on Twitter, they probably like the best of the best at what they do, the algorithms and what they do. So it's gonna be hard to replace these people that you're firing, and it's easy for them to leave because I'm pretty sure they know they can find a job somewhere else.
Right.
Like, they can go to Facebook or
Google.
Yeah. They're the best of the best of the best. They're going to find a job. Like, Elon tripping. Hey, son, let me borrow $1 billion.
That's the nigga. If you ask him for money, he said, no, you offended. Nigga, what you mean, though, nigga? That ain't shit to you.
Rob that nigga.
They wasted $44 billion shit on Twitter, seem like.
Shit, nigga, he worth like 100 and something. Like, him and Bezos be going back and forth, the richest nigga.
Nigga, say on Twitter to us. We'll figure something out. Shit, just give it to us. Shit, you don't need it.
I want to see what the end game is, though, because if he really bought this bitch and in a couple weeks that shit just collapsed to nothing, I'm going to laugh.
But some people think they smarter than they own good. They right, think they the smartest person in the room.
Always.
You can't tell them nothing. So, hope it's not that kind of instance, but he probably surrounded by like 5 yes men. And Elon, do this. Do right. that one too. Yeah, do that. Fire all of them.
Right.
That would make sense because didn't he say, like, if y'all don't support everything I do on Twitter, then you're fired?
Shit, I don't know.
For the most part.
I'm pretty sure I saw that.
For the most part, yeah.
You had people scrubbing their timeline and shit. Yeah, like,
you got anything
shit
on there that doesn't.
That was anti-Elon. Yeah, they was deleting all that shit.
So that would make sense. That might be how he is. And this might just be a failed venture. That's a hell of a fucking failed venture.
I mean, if he in the office.
But
like,
it don't. It sound crazy because that'll cripple anybody else. True. Except for two niggas. It don't even hurt
right.
him.
He, all right, cool, whatever. You gonna get that to his fucking nephew.
You
know what
I
heard
him? A beating? I'll beat that nigga up if I worked up. You gonna fire me? I'll wait for him in the parking lot.
Mink, mink, mink.
Run me my face.
Put that one trunk of Tesla. I'm about to get me a billion. You want to see this nigga again?
Yo, hold on, I said
you. Send that boy to Al-Qaeda.
Then when you let him go, here, I'm keeping the Tesla.
Hey, yo, man. We heard about this. It's one of the biggest things talking right now. My girl, I want to say her name is Cinquella Robinson.
Yeah.
She went on a trip with her friends, and she didn't make it back home. They got buku theories or whatever. And I had a lot of people saying, yo, that's why I don't fuck with people, or that's why I don't take vacations with people. I mean, that's your loss.
Right.
In my life, I done vacation with people. I guess most person was Harold. I did Vegas with him and a cruise with him. Like, I trust who in my circle.
Right, me too.
Like, I trust my friends with my life. I do. And maybe I lucked up and found a circle Because, and we different, we all males. Women are catty sometimes, so maybe that jealousy be creeping in, but they don't see it.
Right.
But I feel sorry for her, man. I feel sorry about what happened. Anybody, like, you know the details about this story?
I mean, I know they lied about what happened to her mom, which was real fucked up. They told her mom she died from alcohol poisoning. But the autopsy revealed she didn't have no alcohol in her system at all. So, I mean, I think from watching that video of them fighting, I think that's what all the damage happened at. Because she kind of got attacked and didn't fight back. So.
How are you fighting with your friend on a vacation?
I have no idea. That's a good question, dog. I ain't never been in no situation like that.
Like, I just don't know. Like, nigga, Dre pissed me off. We was in Vegas.
And he was trying to.
Well, that nigga woke me up.
Yeah. He told me about that. Yeah, shit.
I was mad, but I never thought. I never thought once. Fight a nigga. Not once. Right. Didn't cross my mind not one time. Like, man, nigga pissed me off. I ain't gonna talk to him.
Then the nigga who's supposed to be her so-called best friend, that's the nigga who's filming the shit. Talking about fight back. Bitch,
that shit seemed fucked up, dog.
That shit pissed me off, though, when I was watching that video.
I know I sent the other video to Nick. I don't know if I sent it to you. About before the fight happened, she was recording and walking around the house looking for everybody. Like, she was like in good spirits, like, yo, we about to go out. Y'all taking too long to get dressed. And then when she walked in the room and all of them was in there, you could see the energy. Like, real shit, when she walked in that room, it looked just like when niggas is talking about you. And you walk in there and everybody get quiet and look at you. And you could tell they was waiting. She was recording, so nobody was going to do nothing. But they was waiting. The shit, it was so fucked up. And that shit don't add up, son. Like, they ain't really fuck with you like that.
That math ain't math, huh?
Yeah, something ain't right. Like,
it seemed planned, though. Like, they planned that shit.
Yeah, y'all, you telling me y'all faked it all that time just to go on that vacation and basically kill a girl? Like,
right.
That shit, that's tough.
I mean, they got to have under the surface things that we don't know, because you can't hate somebody that much for jealousy and like that. Like, she had I don't know, she stole somebody's boyfriend or something. I don't know. It's just.
But why? Don't fuck with it. Don't bring it on a trip. It's like if it's all that, like, just stop fucking with her. With it from South Carolina. Don't even go to fucking Mexico. Like, I feel bad for her mama, though. Like, she talked to her the night before, thinking the girl was gonna call her the next day. And she waiting on the phone call that's never gonna come.
You feel
like, nigga had to see me at the airport. As soon as you get off the fucking plane, nigga, the airport gonna be on lockdown. Because when I'm gonna shout in the airport, bomb, they gonna lock this motherfucking out. Now nobody ain't getting in. Nobody ain't getting out. Now we all locked in the fucking airport, and I'm hunting niggas down.
As a parent, nigga, that's my biggest fear. Because I already know, if anything, ain't even got to be dying. Y'all took her out somewhere, nigga, y'all might as well go ahead and get ready. I'm going to be in jail the rest of my fucking life, because ain't nobody living. None of them.
Right.
Nobody. Like, I don't care if she came. She could have came back alive and beat
up. Dancing still, lying about the shit.
Yeah, no.
The best friend, though.
He's a bitch.
Come on, you're a whole grown ass man, dog, doing some catting female bullshit like that.
You record this shit, then you're like, put your best friend getting ass whooped, dog.
Then
like,
you're the man. Dog. You can break that shit up. You can break that shit up if you really wanted to. You're the strongest person in the room. You can sneak motherfuckers, throw motherfuckers, whatever. And that's your best friend.
Niggas messy. He one of them. Ain't flamboyant. He one of them messy ass niggas.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna categorize every flamboyant person, but he sounded one of the messy ass whole fighter, you know, like one of them goofy ass niggas, man. I just feel sorry for that queen. I prayers and condolences. I feel awful for her mama. I feel awful for her.
Like that's heartbreaking, dog. And then on top of all of that heartbreak, they got to spend all this money to get their daughter back to America. So I think it was like $6,000 to get her body back from Mexico.
Well, your boy stepped up.
Kyrie always stepped up.
Kyrie, one of the best athletes and activists of this generation. Fuck what y'all talking about. And this ain't him doing for clout. Right. Like he's been doing shit like this for years.
Is he what Kanye West trying to be?
I never seen Kanye West donate to anybody ever.
I just mean, like, is that who Kanye West thinks he is?
No. Kanye think he think he Walt Disney. He think he a creator.
Yeah.
Like, he think he Steve Jobs or Walt Disney. Kyrie's like Muhammad Ali. Like, that. Kanye a genius. He a creator. Kyrie's an activist for the people. Always been for the people. Like, I love that dude.
Like, ever since he, like, did his research about his heritage.
His ancestry and all that, yes.
Like, he been on some pro-black shit hard as a motherfucker. And he not gonna never apologize for that shit. And he shouldn't.
They say he's mostly through with whatever this little list was.
That shit was stupid, nah. Dog.
That's the thing.
They said that list wasn't official.
So just some.
All he had to do was, sincerely apologize.
And meet with the Anti-Defamation League, that's the name of shit. Yeah.
I don't even know if he met with them. I don't know if he had to. I know he met with Josiah and he met with Adam Silver. Adam Silver, this dude ain't that way. That list, putting your own money up and shit, I think that's illegal. That's illegal. You can't force somebody to put their own money up. That's illegal.
Right.
He would own the Brooklyn Nets right now.
I mean, yeah, you could definitely a lawsuit.
He would own the Brooklyn Nets right now. He'd be the highest paid on the The rest of y'all ain't getting paid. I'm making all this money. Oh, man. Let's talk about friendship. Who your oldest friend is?
My oldest friend?
Yeah.
My best friend, Brittany. I think we've been knowing each other since 2000, I want to say 11 or 12.
About 10 years, 10, 11 years.
Yeah, she been rocking me ever since, dog.
Mike, who your oldest friend is? Excluding family.
I guess you. Be honest. And I mean, I bet you and Jelani are around the same time. So y'all like equal for his years.
I think I met Dre a year and a half before I met you. I met you like at 20, maybe 21.
Right.
I met Dre at 18. So I guess my oldest friend might be Dre. Say, Terrence, who your oldest friend is?
That's kind of... I recently changed my whole friend circle. You know what I'm saying? I got Kirby. You know what I'm saying? And we might be coming up on 8 years.
Kirby Duncan.
We might be coming up on 8 years. Kirby, Sam. There's a few people that I met when I was working on Bourbon, but I had to get rid of some people.
That's a good point right there. Cause
niggas wasn't fucking with me. How you know how I am? Like y'all niggas know how I am. You ever was on a trail and then nigga just pushed you off that bitch? That's what that just was. But nah, niggas know how I am, son. If I say you my friend, I got you no matter what. Whatever I could do, I'm gonna do it. But I started noticing niggas wasn't moving how I move, and it's like I'm not tripping. But
I'm thinking about something.
But it's just like when I start noticing niggas ain't. It's the smallest shit. Like, I was hanging out. I'd be like, yo, let's go bowling. And I'm speaking on a specific person right now. Because I ain't going to say nigga name, but me and a nigga go back. I'd be like, let's go bowling. Nigga be like, nah, I ain't. Why, you busy? Nah, I just don't feel like it. Next week, nigga on Facebook in the video, he bowling.
That'd bother me. Cause,
let's go to the range. Nah, I'm good. Next week, nigga at the range. Like, all right. Cool.
But hold up. All right. I'm going to shoot him some bell. Say, maybe you do some stuff that offends him.
No, that's the thing. I know, we talked about it earlier. Yeah. I do shit, but that's me trolling half the time. Sometimes, but that wasn't even the case. Because the shit started way before that. It started with some shit with his old lady and all that. And shit just kept going left. Yeah, it just kept going left. Like, it started years ago, and then it just kept getting worse and worse. And as I grew, I just realized, you know what? I don't think a nigga really fuck with me like that. And then you start thinking about all the shit that happened in the past that you let slide, and you ain't even realize how the shit was for real. And you start realizing some people just not for you. Because nigga be planting little seeds and shit and then creating negativity in your life, and you not realizing that the negativity is stemming from one place. And you may not think a friend had that kind of control, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
If that's your best friend, that's somebody who you'll stand toe-to-toe with no matter what, they can have that control, and having those people around you is a big deal.
See, you're right about that. Everybody not gonna fuck with you the way you fuck with them. Episode, what it was, 61, 62, it's called Happy Meals. Right. I talked about that shit when it started. I'm like, I'm gonna start putting people's feet to the fire because niggas don't fuck with me the way I fuck with them. Because niggas, like, one thing about me is I might be a jerk sometimes, but nobody gonna say nigga disloyal or he ain't got a heart or he don't love you. Like, I wear my heart on my sleeve and I do anything for my friends. I do anything for them. One call away, if I got it, you got it. Niggas know that. If I got it, you got it. And if I don't have it, I'm up. Depends on what it is, I'll find a way to get it. Like, say, Mike, I don't know. Say you want it, I don't know. A Picasso painting. That'd be like 60 bands. I don't have 60 bands. But I can find a way to get 60 bands for that Picasso painting. Well, not that's a painting that's stupid. But, you know, for your bond or something, you know, yeah, for something important, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everybody not going to fuck with you the way it's meant to be. Even some of your close friends, some of your day ones, they're not going to ride with you like that, dude. Like, we might experience that. Like,
I mean, some people is
your day one turned on me. Dog. Your day one turned on me.
I mean, y'all was friends through me.
Yeah, but I guarantee you can go through my phone, you can go through everybody in the face of the earth, nobody's going to say Dominic turned on them. You're not going to find one person in this world to say Dominic, Nick turned on me. Not one person in this fucking world.
Yeah.
Not one.
Every nigga don't fucking carry themselves like you.
Like,
that's why I stopped. You just gotta stop fucking with certain niggas, though. You ain't gotta announce it. You ain't gotta, like, certain shit don't gotta be explained. It just niggas shit, people grow apart.
The funny thing is, like, I'm cool with niggas off strength. Like,
exactly.
Like Eric, my brother, because that's your brother. Eric, my sister, because that's your sister.
Right.
If they came to me, I'm riding. Like, Drake tell me all the time. Drake tell me all the fucking time. Boy, if Mike needs some, I'm coming riding.
Like, Dre, Millie, well, I knew y'all niggas before I even know what the fuck y'all look like. Like, I heard Millie, Woo, and Dre so fucking much. That's why, like, when I finally meet y'all niggas, like, what's up?
It's funny, though, like, too, because we met through 2K.
Like a fucking game, dog.
I met Millie on the street. We saw each other. We just split.
Man, we used to see each other everywhere. Cool. And she's like, oh, what's up?
But I met Woo through 2K, and that became one of my closest friends, one of my, like, shit. I ain't know who I fuck with hard. That nigga Harold, dog. That's like my fucking brother.
Another nigga I met fuck
with
you.
That nigga hard. Like,
Clint, I ain't like that nigga. When I told y'all, I want to fight Clint. I want to fight Clint bad. Like, every time I see this nigga, he don't want to dap a nigga up. He don't speak. He just look at you. I say, what the fuck this nigga think he is?
That nigga ugly too, boy.
I beat this bitch up. Like, I'm in the club, like, plotting on hitting this nigga in his face. Like, everybody else show love when I first meet. Like, Nick Bell, that's my nigga Mike. Everybody else dapping it up. Clint just...
That nigga did give me a dry ass dap. Like, I just, like, it was just like, what's up?
Like, it took like 2 weeks for this nigga to finally give me a dap, dog. I was like, I'm gonna beat this nigga up. I ain't tell nobody in my head. I'm like, the next time I see this nigga, we gonna fight.
Yo, what up, bro? I hope you good, bro. Hope you good, man. Yeah, I'm saying we experienced great friendships. So I feel bad because, like I say, niggas be on Facebook saying, that's why I don't do nothing with other people.
I feel bad for them, though.
Human beings are social.
Right.
Human beings are not meant to be recluse. They were meant to talk to people and interact. I don't know how you stay inside all day and not interact with nobody and be by yourself. That's difficult.
It is. I try to be like that, but people, I don't know why people like me so much. People like telling me shit. Even if I don't want to talk. Like, people like talking to me like,
people like you.
Bro, niggas be, I be trying to take people all that work. They just, man, I had a long day. Bro, I don't give a fuck about your day. Nigga, order. So I can make your food and you can leave, man. I don't care about your day. I don't care about your leg. I don't care about none of that. People like talking to me. I don't know if I got the face. Like, this nigga look like he like listening. No, I don't like listening. I like you getting the fuck out of here. That's what I like.
Say what? Fuck. How does that work with you? You interact with customers all the time?
Every day, 24/7. But, like, why am I at work with customers? Like, some of them cool. Somebody's just straight business. What you need? I can help you? All right, good. I'll see you next time. Some of them, what's up, man? What's good with you, man? How you been? It depends how long you do it, though. Like, I knew you for, like, I've been like 12, 10 years now. Some of them, that's when I first started. So, like, we cool outside of work.
Right, right. Like, I mean, I look angry.
Me all too. The time.
And I'm pretty mean.
But me too.
But customers fuck with me. They fucking love me.
People weird, dog. Like, anybody like, tell you, like, they'd be like, I done had people, like, chicks will inbox me, oh, I saw you on a delivery. Why the fuck you look so mean? Because I'm at work. I don't want to be here. I wish I was rich.
I would have said, if you can't talk to me, they're pretty.
No, we don't. If it's somebody pretty, I'm gonna speak to them. If it's an ugly one, I just keep walking.
They gonna see this and be mad as a motherfucker.
Oh, they gonna yeah, list the people who don't like me. They gonna take a number. Fuck.
I don't like you on Twitter.
Cause I don't like the nakedness. They got this thing gonna tell me they got on clothes like the titty ones.
All I'm saying is, if Twitter go down, back to Pornhub.
I mean, a lot of baddies on Twitter, boy.
My Twitter ain't popping at all, though. I don't know what the fuck. I can't get no traction on there.
You follow the wrong pages, bro. That's what I'm saying.
No, like people don't interact with me like that. Like on Facebook, I'm the nigga. They be laughing at me and everything. I mean,
you post 24/7, dog.
You post your tweets on Facebook and they react to it on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah, boy, it's hard to get traction on Twitter. Oh, you know what bothers me on Twitter? That nigga Rashad. I'm tired of seeing the motherfucking Colts.
I mean, he getting paid all the shit now, dog.
I hate the fucking Colts. That's my nigga. I love that dude. That's my nigga.
Like I like how he turned that shit into he turned that fucking love for the Colts into a real hustle, dog.
Because when we was at Walmart, he a Colt fan and Rail a Broncos fan. I'm like, why the fuck these niggas on lame ass fans? Like, he's like some lame ass teams. And I was an Eagles fan, but.
Yeah.
Back to this friendship. You know vacation with no friends before. You ever went on vacation with friends?
Yeah.
Where you went?
To Vegas. A guy's trip.
Oh, that's my invitation. Got lost in the mail.
That was before I met you, man.
That's wow. Okay.
And I think three of them I just met on that trip you did, but it was good. It was cool.
This nigga.
You met three niggas on a trip?
Yeah. Nah, this dude.
Say so.
If my
you knew it was coming.
I knew it, dog.
You took three niggas?
No.
What you was going with them? Y'all shared a room?
Have my own room.
Oh, they was coming in at night?
This dude here, dog.
Say, Millie, you ever took like a vacation with friends?
Yeah, I took a few of them. Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Nigga fucked you.
Nah, nigga. Hey, first of all, fuck you.
My favorite line.
And second of all,
butt sex.
Nigga, Atlanta, the women in Atlanta, they so friendly. I don't know what it is, but they friendly. Because
most of them, they got a lot of gay men out there.
That's what everybody say. Yeah.
Shit.
They friendly as shit out there.
A lot of gay men in here.
This nigga.
I ain't say no names.
Continue. Don't let this nigga distract you, dog.
I've been on a few. I don't travel like that. I don't really do much, but I'm always like the responsible motherfucker. Cause when I'm out, I don't know what it is, and I'm paranoid. I don't drink a lot when I'm out like that. Cause especially like in New Orleans, this is funny because New Orleans is not safe. But in New Orleans, I get drunk in New Orleans before I go to Houston or somewhere and get drunk because.
But New Orleans small, you're gonna find
right.
You gonna find somebody you know it. Like eyes are like high.
Yeah, like the last. For that whatever hurricane that was, me and Tiff went to Houston by people, and we all went out to a club. They drank and having fun. She get mad at me because I'm posted up. Nigga, I'm eyes on everybody. I'm seeing niggas that's looking at me too long. I'm seeing niggas looking at them too long. And nigga, everybody got to go out the door before I go out the door. So it's like, I don't know. I don't really go out like that just for that reason no more. But, yeah.
Well, for Chloe's birthday, boy, I felt unsafe. And that little club,
yeah,
boy.
You talking about that shit.
I'm like, damn, I'm not strapped. Can't bring no pit, so I'm out here naked.
Right.
They got like one way in. I'm like, dog, I'm going to die before this cruise.
What club was that?
Shit, I don't know.
It was somewhere uptown.
In the 17, man. I don't know. Fucking Hoods R Us, man. That bit was hood. I've been on a few vacations. My first Vegas one for my bachelor party. All dudes, all trusted. But my cousin Ryan though. Ryan ain't gonna let it happen to me.
Right.
Second one was me, Dre, and his people for his bachelor party. It's Dre's best friend. He trusts these niggas and we hit it off immediately. They cool and shit. Oh, one nigga I unfriended. I you know when power dropped. He used to come on at like 11 o'clock on Stars.
On them spoiler niggas?
Yeah, so
You ate that shit.
It's 11 too. O'clock. He's spoiling it step by step. Like, oh, shit. Oh, no, shot goes. It's Tyreek. No.
He's gonna be so fucking mad, though.
That was aggravating, though.
So,
this nigga was heated.
So, I mean, somebody told that boy, like, stop spoiling. He was like, I do what I want. I do what I want. I'm like, that shit lame, though. So, I'm like, let me unfollow him because I don't want. I respect for Dre. I ain't trying to get it with, right. with that nigga. Cause Drake, like, Dre, that's Drake nigga. They close.
Right.
And Dre my brother, so I don't want to
right.
be me. I was in front of them. Cause Dre like, yo, Dre like, he don't mean no harm. He got the biggest heart. He's so cool, but he lame as fuck. Like, he gets your kicks from, let me spoil power with me the first nigga. Lame ass nigga, man.
Some niggas like that. I gotta be the first.
Nigga ugly too. He like the thing from Fantastic Four. he like a rock monster. Nigga face ugly, son. Big rock face, man. Hey, my nigga, I don't give a fuck. Hope he hit a pie, too.
Nigga here, dog.
It's clobbering time, stupid ass. Dog, nigga ugly, son. Oh, shout out to Coleman. That nigga ugly, too.
That was random as fuck.
But this nigga stupid, dog.
Oh, yeah. I guess over time you accumulate friendships, and you should be able to see who envious and who don't fuck with you.
Right.
But you can see who fuck with you by like shit you do. Like, I know y'all two had your own. Y'all was doing the video game page and shit like that. Like, y'all streaming and shit. Like, if niggas fuck with you, they gonna
share your shit.
Share
dog.
Your shit. Beat up. Right.
Post your shit.
Like you know how we do on. Like, if I post something, I know for a fact he'll be the first nigga to share. Like, we're gonna come through it. Oh, man, I gotta get y'all shirt sizes. Like, nigga was like, man, what's the niggas' names? One of them is Mike, the other nigga, his name start with a W. I'm like, Warren, yeah. Let me get his shirt sizes, man. Because I guess, like, niggas appreciate that shit. I see, like, all the movement. Oh my! I see Millie do it. Like, it's getting traction. Everybody do it. Like,
yeah.
We getting outsiders doing that. I see Malik be hitting it. Right. Hopefully we can start getting eyes on everything we do, and everybody can start blowing up together.
Right. My wife doing. She don't post. She don't repost nothing.
Oh, I be peeping that shit. I'm like, damn. Like, I love seeing this shit. Like, the thing we do is kind of is networking. It's growing everybody business.
Right.
But like, you know who you fuck with you because Like they gon' support you. They gon' go 10 toes down. Like I fuck with y'all because like I do this shit. And you know, y'all niggas supportive. Like 10 toes. I fucking Malik. That's why Malik good for life.
Right, that nigga. He posts the fucking podcast before I can post every Monday.
He the first one.
Yeah, he always the first one. As soon as I open my Twitter on Monday morning, dog. Peep the pod.
Peep the pod.
Yep. Everybody like that.
Support my folks. Yeah, like.
Every time,
dog. But it was like some people I don't know, and I'm still gonna support this shit. I'm still gonna say this shit, dog. That's just how real niggas move.
Right. But then it don't take no effort. Like, it ain't I like don't. It's costing you money. Like, nigga not asking you to support us financially. Nigga asking for a share. That's it.
I give it a buck, though.
Fuck.
Every nigga should share my shit. Boy, you know how much love I get from niggas like in Atlanta, New York, Cali, like random niggas, like talking about how much they fucking love this pod. Random niggas,
it's real, dog.
I get so much fucking from random niggas. Like, oh man, y'all niggas all crazy. I don't even know who this nigga is. Random niggas. Oh man, it's friendship though. I feel bad for people who didn't have like.
Real friends.
Real friends, man. Yeah. Shit, I was at this nigga wedding. They weren't at my wedding. I really didn't know you when I told you last minute.
Did you? And I was pissed because I went to a trash ass wedding.
My shit was fire.
Same day. Garbage ass. Let me not say that. The wedding was nice.
You would have saw him crying, too.
I didn't cry.
This nigga lied, dog.
You ain't cried, dog?
Hey, bro. Come on now, dog.
Come on, dog.
Come on, man.
Everybody, niggas lie. Okay.
First, he tried to fight everybody, then he started crying.
I was trying to fight nobody.
You want me to call? I gotta call Dre. Do I gotta call Dre?
I'm very busy. At the wall. Hold up. That nigga won't slit on the floor. You don't talk about when you about to pull the garter down.
Yeah.
I mean, woke came smooth, came slides on the floor.
I was fucked up, dog. I was not feeling good, man. It's my wedding day, dog. I had to have fun.
Man, how bad? And Billy went, what was like this? Who did it in that dress?
All right, y'all about to see the first fight on the podcast. Y'all about to see it.
I'm sad, though. You looking good, man. That's all you, bro. You looking the real dapper.
I knew I was because that was the first time you didn't rip me, nigga. Nigga, look me in my face, and I can see. I said, this is my exact words. You trying to find something to rip, ain't you, nigga? Before my fucking wedding, he looking at me, looking me up and down, trying to find something to talk about. He couldn't find it.
I was talking about your groomsmen.
Yeah, them.
Those some ugly niggas. Hey, Kirby look good.
After we lined up, I turned around and looked back, and I said, God damn.
That's some trash.
Kirby was looking fire, and we had that plan.
Kirby look fire.
Nigga, when we first like started getting cool and was like, yo, we best friends, look, you going to wear a tux at my wedding. That's what I told him, wear a suit or a tux at my fucking wedding. Whatever I wear, you going to be behind me with that shit on.
I assume she was
she was gay. That's what most people did because she rocked that shit. But nah,
she did look hella gay now.
She did. That was the plan though.
Yeah, that picture I came out. I'm smiling. It dapping you off. I got on my phone. I'm that cheesed picture, up.
Yeah.
Well, right there, I'm cheesed up, man.
Because that was the moment. You trying to find something? Or was that it? Or was that after?
That was after.
That was after. Oh, I was lighting you up, though. I was lighting your room up. I was texting Ricky. Zoom in. Look at this ugly-ass nigga right here. Yo, what, too? You had an ugly-ass nigga now. I'm ripping.
He was on here last week.
Oh, man, buddy. Man, buddy was so loose at Wool Wedding, son. At the phone, I was just, everyone was grinding. He thought it was Chris Brown. He was grinding on everything. Just duddy whining. Let's sit down, buddy.
I ain't come because I was scared of COVID. That was right when COVID started.
That was COVID, though.
Yeah.
And I caught that shit, what, like a few months later? And shit almost killed me? Whatever the fuck it was.
I caught it the following week, dog. My honeymoon.
You did it on your honeymoon, yeah.
Didn't I tell you before you went? I said, say, bro, y'all might get sick. I said, it was something like that. And niggas was like, nigga, you a trash ass friend. And then you end up getting sick.
I got sick, dog. The second day out there, bro.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dog.
Shit, I got sick, but I beat COVID.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm the only nigga on here who ain't never had it?
We never had AIDS, though.
I ain't got that either.
Didn't you see the doctor last week about your AIDS?
Nigga, I'm diabetic. I got to go to the doctor every 3 months.
You type 1 or type 2?
Type 2.
So, Ulker was diabetic? I think I got some kind
all
of
all type 2. We all trash.
Man, what the fuck we talking about, man? Man, final thoughts. Just wrap this shit up, nigga. Hey, well, what's your final thoughts about the topic and friendship, loyalty?
Man, it's very important these days, dog. Because, like, a lot of shit be happening. You got nobody to talk to, dog. That's where the fuck you up with some real shit. So I need somebody to vent to some real shit, like.
Yo, you right about that. Like, man, you talk. Like, if I'm going through something, you know I'm going to reach out to you. You reach out to me. Merely the same way we go through it. I know Mike, my brother, like, nigga, he didn't see me go through the worst.
Right.
He's seen the worst of me and the best of me, probably. You need friends. You need somebody that you can vent to because you cannot attack this world by yourself. Dog. It's impossible. This world is too cruel. It's too hard. You can't come here solo. It's like, I know niggas say I'm independent. I'm introvert. I can do it by myself. But no, you can't, bro. You need somebody to lean on.
Facts. Like you need that shoulder, dog, because this world will beat you the fuck down, and if you ain't got somebody there to reach down and pick your ass up, you can't get up by yourself all the time, dog. Like you really need that crutch, that shoulder, whatever fuck you want to call it. Like you need that helping hand. Like you can't do this shit by yourself.
All right, first of all,
what
I say, hit my music.
No, you don't never say that.
I said it last week.
Just that was one time.
Now hit my music. Hey, bro, you say it all the time. The team ain't solidified. The lead ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. Thanks for tuning in to episode 78 or 9
of the TMI, 78,
of the TMI podcast. You know where we at. Apple, Spotify, Google. Say, bro, I miss my old drop. I missed the whole block washing. I missed doing
We moved on from that.
I missed that drive, we moved on. I appreciate Will coming through. And that's it, bro. Like, stay by your friends, stay true. Don't be like Sherman.